I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 25th of April, 2024, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, and I am reading verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then we go straight to the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 5 and 1 verse, verse 14. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Oh, like never ever before in this world of ours, it is time to shine for Jesus so that the people will be taken out of their darkness. This world, my dear friend, is in a state of absolute desperateness. It is lost, aimless. It's seeking for direction, for purpose, for living. This is our greatest opportunity to show the sad world the way home, the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. What is man's purpose for being here on earth? Maybe you're asking yourself that question this morning. What am I supposed to be doing on this earth? Why am I here? Well, two reasons. Number one is to glorify God. Number two is to enjoy Him forever. I can hear somebody say, but I'm not a preacher. How can I tell the people? We need to let Jesus shine through us today wherever we have been put. You know, I love horses. I think you know that by now. Monty Roberts, the horse trainer, the horse whisperer. Yes, that's him. He was taken over to England to show the Queen Mother, she loved horses, how that he could gentle a wild horse that has never been ridden before, a racehorse, a hot blood in 1 hour. And he did it. A jockey got onto the back of that big horse within 1 hour, having never been ridden before. You know that it overwhelmed the old lady so much that she started to weep, and Monty Roberts comforted her. Use what God has given you, the gift God has given you. I remember an old man, he used to walk with a limp. I even remember his name. His name was Mapira, and he came from Mozambique, and he was on our farm when we were in Zambia. That old man was a blacksmith, but he had no equipment to work with. He had a homemade set of bellows. He made a hot fire. He used car springs. Now, any mechanic will tell you how hard a car spring is. And he made the most beautiful axes out of those car springs, axe heads, which he put into indigenous wood. Have you ever seen a potter working with clay that comes out of the earth and making a beautiful creation? Some of our African women are incredibly talented at creating the most beautiful vases and pots. So I'm going to encourage you today to use whatever gift God has given you. You might be a homemaker, a school teacher, a policeman, a doorkeeper. It's time to shine for Jesus. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.